Hello, is this Laura?
Is this Chris?
It is. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry to hear that you're feeling under the weather.
Oh my gosh, it's awful today, but thank you.
Well, I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you so much. How have you been?
I've been busy, really busy, but good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, busy's good, so that's great.
Yeah, busy keeps us in work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've been following you on everything, so everything looks good. You look like you're keeping busy and, you know.
You have a song called Maybe. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So that was released, I want to say about 4 or 5 months ago now. Mm-hmm. So basically, I wanted to write a song based on something that people can relate about with relationships. You know, spark always kind of dies no matter how long you've been with a person, and it takes two to really keep at it and to make it work, you know, to never let that spark die. And so in this song, Maybe, it suggests that why don't we both kind of put in our 100% and meet in the middle of getting back to our old ways, you know, of doing that little thing like reaching over, holding your hand, pouring the other person a cup of coffee in the morning, just the effort, you know, to show that you're still into this, you still love that person, and just how the little things in a relationship can go such a long way. You know, people at that time in their relationship that things are falling apart, they tend to give up easily. Yeah. So with this song, it suggests, you know, how just doing a small little act of kindness and showing some love can really reunite that spark, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's something that's very relatable, even with, you know, not just being in a relationship, like, you know, marriage. It could be, you know, a friendship or, you know, just always keeping the effort of putting in your half, your 50%.
Yeah. Showing people you care.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is kind of like, you know, don't give up kind of thing. Just work at it. Work at your marriage. Work at your relationship. Things, you can overcome anything, you know. If you're with somebody for a very long time, you're bound to run into problems, and if things become a routine and they don't, you know, and takes the emotion out of things.
Yeah.
So how do you get back to that, you know? So that kind of just is a song where it can inspire you to work out a problem in your marriage or whatever.
Yeah. So you were recently down in Nashville.
Yeah. I'm there a lot now. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about your latest trip. What'd you get up to?
So I've been songwriting a lot there. I've been performing a lot there as well. But I've been just working with a lot of incredible people, agencies, labels, songwriters. Some of the writers I'm working with, to name a few, would be Jamie O'Neill and Bobby Pinson. Bobby Pinson is my mentor right now. He's written hits for everybody. Eric Church, Jason Aldean. He's got like 7 number ones rotating right now. Like,
wow.
Rearview Town, Burning Man, Some of It by Eric Church. Like, all of that, he wrote that. And he's my mentor when I'm in town. So we have this project in place where by this summer of 2020, I'll have 4 new songs circling labels in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very exciting time. So I have to kind of be in Nashville to, you know, meet these people, connect with them, write. I have a long 7-8-hour writing session, so like I need to be there. but it's surreal. It's been so great, and I'm really excited to see what comes out of this in the summer. So,
yeah, because we've been trying to connect for a little while now, and you've been super busy. No, it's okay. Like we said earlier, busy is so good. What do you have planned for 2020?
So this is it. This is going to be the EP circling outside of Canada, of course, now in Nashville and the States. I've got so many labels that are interested in me, and I'm kind of unofficially working under William Morris Agency as well right now.
Okay.
One of the biggest talent agencies in the world. I've connected with the CEO there, and they're just planning all kinds of stuff for me with this EP. The goal is to have 4 songs circling labels in the summer in Nashville to land a record deal, hopefully. And see where that goes, because I've only ever released music in Canada. So, so I feel very grateful and very excited, and I'm trying to keep, you know, all my followers up to date, because they're all wondering why I'm there too all the time.
Yeah. It's true. It's like,
why are you moving there? Like, did you move there now? I'm like, pretty much, right? I go there twice a month. So it's like
twice a month.
Yeah.
That's a lot of traveling.
It is, but it's only an hour and a half from Toronto.
So I guess, yeah.
Yes, convenient. Still a big commitment, I know, but I'm hoping it's all worth it in the end, you know?
So, most important question, where can fans connect with you and get your music?
Yeah, social media, my Instagram, at LauraCCMusic. All my music can be found online, you know, Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and all that good stuff. Facebook, I've got a YouTube page, Twitter, you know, all of it, just Laura CC. So my name is Laura Cavacisi, right? But
yep.
I kind of shortened it now because it is hard to remember, hard to pronounce for first timers. So it's Laura CC. Easy to remember.
Laura CC.
Laura CC. Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today, Laura. Wishing you,
thank you,
all the best in 2020, and I hope you feel better soon. I really do.
Thank
so
you.
We can get more music from you ASAP.
Yes, sounds good. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.